What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Unprintable. You can follow us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and Stitcher. I'm Jason Frommer. You can follow me on Twitter at Jason Frommer. Today on Unprintable, we've got Jamie in the studio with us. Jamie, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing pretty fantastic. This is episode 8. Can you believe
it? No, I can't.
I can't believe it. We're 2 episodes away from episode 10.
Are we going to have a special episode 10?
I hope so.
Okay.
We'll think of something.
We'll have to plan something.
We'll plan something really exciting for episode 10. Sounds It'll be good. It'll be really good. But today we're going to talk about festivals in and around McHenry County, or just in McHenry County.
There's plenty to do.
And that is just not a very hard drive from the city, and it's also not a very hard drive from Wisconsin. If you're in the southern regions of Wisconsin, easy to get to from both locations, the city or Wisconsin. So stop by McHenry County and check out all the festivals. We'll give you a rundown later on in the podcast of everything happening around McHenry County. And we've also got a little interview that Jamie did with Mike. He's on the board for Milk Days over in Harvard. And that'll be pretty interesting.
A big year for them, 75th anniversary, Milk Days.
75 years.
Yes, the longest. Insane. We confirmed with him the longest running festival in Illinois.
That is so 75 years. I wasn't even thought of when that. my parents weren't even thought of when that happened.
It's a long
That's crazy.
Time. Yes,
crazy.
Yes.
But let's start things off with an interview you did, Jamie, with Jim from Modern Day Romeos.
Yeah, very good guy, very tall guy. If you ever seen him in person? I know you probably have. If you've been to any festivals around here, you've seen Modern Day Romeos. So,
and that's going to be for William Street Fest,
a new festival, brand new.
And the Rao's putting that on. Mm-hmm. And Melissa was in the studio with you guys talking as well.
Yes, she's a spokesperson for the Rao, and she was telling us all about that. And they have a theater fest as well that's starting new this summer, where they're going to show continuous. At the same time, a few plays.
Nice.
So they have a lot going on over there. So, yeah.
That's really cool. All right. Well, let's kick things off by checking out your interview with Jim and Melissa.
Hi. We're here with Melissa Tomfoda of the Rao Center for the Arts. A lot going on there this summer. We also have Jim here with us from Modern Day Romeos. He is going to be performing his band at a new street fest that they're putting on, a William Street Fest, on June 4th. So, Melissa, tell us a bit about what's going on. You have so much going on this summer.
Sure. Yeah. The William Street Fest is a really exciting way for us to kick off the summer months at Rao Center. It's a brand new thing for us. We've been trying to get it off the ground for a few years now. And this year, we finally got the approval that we needed from the city and from the downtown businesses and the downtown association. And now we can make it happen. So it's going to be on June 4th. It's going to take up a portion of William Street right downtown in Crystal Lake, right in front of Rao Center. We'll have a few bands, including Modern Day Romeos and Lava Rock. And we'll have local food vendors and beer from Crystal Lake Brewing. And then we'll have some street performers walking around, some fire breathers, stilt walkers, some roaming magicians with some card tricks and things like that, a little juggling. It's a real family-friendly event. It's all ages. That's about it in a nutshell.
And it's actually free to get in.
Yep. It's free to attend the street fest. We do have VIP tickets available, mm-hmm. which gets you access to the Rao Center Theater itself, which would include, access to indoor bathrooms and a couple more bars in there. And all of that goes.
And you can meet Jim.
And they can meet Jim.
Great.
And all of that from the VIP goes directly to Rao Center.
Great.
For since we're a nonprofit.
And I know if you're from this area or in the Chicago area, you know of the Modern Day Romeos. You have to, because they're everywhere. So, Jim, how long have you guys been at it first?
We have been everywhere, usually in people's bushes or just sitting on the street playing for whoever will listen. This will be our 14th year.
That's
this
awesome.
Month, actually, is our 14th year, which is insane.
And if you really don't know, which you should, about what they do, tell us a bit about the type of music you play. And
Our format is, originally when we started, we wanted to kind of separate ourselves from all the other bands, which is hard to do because especially in this area, there's a ton of awesome bands. So we kind of decided to do the route of not only a diverse genre collection, but also to be entertaining and funny and interactive. So the difference between us and most of the other bands is that if we do a festival, we'll have brand new songs for the kids, but we also do a lot of classic rock. We do Michael Jackson and Neil Diamond, and then we do all different kinds of medleys, and everything is interactive. So it's about bad dancing competitions and high fives. And I've come over the years to discover that kindergartners and people that consume adult beverages are very similar when you're entertaining them. They need constant gratification. They need interaction. Yeah. They have a very short attention span. So we kind of incorporated all of that into the show. So most of the time, if you're coming there, you know, whether you want to or not, we kind of interact. Or you can laugh at other people that have no shame or pride or dignity like we do. And that turns into more of the show than just us standing there being a live jukebox.
And at the festival, at the Row, you're going to be with Lava Rock?
So for our 10-year anniversary, we held a free fan appreciation festival. We didn't get paid. We just put together all of our resources. We're sponsored by Coors Light, so they put a ton of money in just to do this big festival as a thank you. So we gave away a bunch of stuff, and it went over. We had over 2,000 people for it. So it was just went over. It's like one of the first festivals of the year, so it was just – it was really cool. So we're like, we should do this every year and just do it at, you know, the first and second 10th anniversary and then the third 10th anniversary. And so it started getting a little bit more confusing, but it was also a talking point. So we just kind of stuck with it. So this year is our fifth 10th year.
I wondered what that was when I saw the press release.
Which is the 14th year, but it's a fifth 10th year anniversary.
Got it. Okay.
It's mind melting, but okay. It's funny to say. So we were looking for something this year to do it a little bit closer, because we kind of started in Crystal Lake. That's where most of us are from, and our first shows were all within this area. And when we started talking to the Rouse Center, like, we've been trying to do this street festival for a long time. If we were to kind of put our resources together, maybe we could pull this off. And I'm like, well, yeah, I want it all ages. We have to have it free. There's got to be certain things that, you know, that this makes it a spectacle. It makes it something unique. Well, the Rouse Center obviously is its own, you know, iconic. It's kind of the staple of the downtown Crystal Lake area. The train station's right there. Mm-hmm. So we're like, man, if we could have the raw resources and the recognition, we can close down that street, which they haven't done in nine years or something like that. Plus you have the train station, and generally the weather's, knock on wood, the weather's been good. And it's really one of the first festivals of the year. So it's kind of like a really cool kickoff to the summer. Mm-hmm. So it was a perfect partnership. And the more that we've been meeting and talking with these guys, I mean, it gets more exciting and more exciting.
So, have you guys performed with Lava Rock before?
We have. Yeah, they started. So. Lava Rock stands for Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, Van Halen, and Aerosmith. So that's the four, and they're classic insane. Rock. So they started. I think our first year was their first year, four years ago, and they're awesome. So they've kind of grown out.
Another
they've matured.
Band known around here quite a bit.
They've now they're starting to blow up. They're doing a fantastic job. So we always like to partner with our buddies when we're doing these kind of events. You know,
fun. And all the other things you mentioned, they're kind of just wandering activities, attractions as this is all going on?
Yep. Okay. We partnered with a group called Imagines Ensembles, and they do street performers, people that you might see at like a Renaissance fair or something similar to that. So we wanted to add an artistic element to the event, partnering with modern day and then also bringing in a little bit of a Row flair since we are a performing arts center. So we wanted to kind of bring in something that might be fun for people that are hanging out on the street and for the kids and things like that. So it should be really, really cool. And hopefully it'll just continue to grow year after year.
And the plan is to keep doing it.
Absolutely.
Every year.
Okay. Absolutely.
That was their idea. And I can't, because there's so much lull. The streets will, I think they shut down around 4, but it kind of opens around 6. So, you know, as we're setting up, they're going to close and people are going to start walking around. And then in between band changes and stuff like that, there's just a lot of downtime. So this was just an awesome idea to just keep everybody, like we were saying with the kindergarten point. Exactly. It keeps them engaged. It keeps their attention going.
And you can go as a family. You know,
the kids stay entertained. You take pictures. You post on social media. Oh, this is fun. Check this out. This is cool. So it just adds a little bit more general energy to the day before and after the bands play.
Right. And speaking of Row flair, you also have some other new things this summer, Theater Fest, and that starts mostly in July, right?
Theater Fest kicks off July 8th.
Okay.
Yep.
And there's a bunch of shows going on at the same time, which is kind of new, right?
Yes, that's new for us as well. We're doing two shows in rotating rep style. So we'll be putting up art. It's a piece about three friends that are start talking about the meaning of art. One of the guys buys this blank white painting and thinks it's high art, and then it kind of rolls from there, their relationship, them talking about this piece of art. So it's kind of got some brainy comedy in it. It's really cool. And then there's a title of show, which is a musical, and it's kind of a love letter to the American musical. It's about a group of people that want to enter into a musical theater competition, and it's about them writing this musical in a very short period of time. And they will be in rotating reps, so one performance per weekend on various weekends through August 6th.
Okay. Awesome. And those are they all William Street rep?
Yes, they're all produced by our in-house theater company, William Street Rep. They do great work. They do a lot of programming at Rouse Center throughout the year. And this was a way to kind of get something in the summer. We've been doing summer programming with William Street Rep, but we wanted just to kind of kick it up a notch.
And they recently had a new designation. I know you're excited about.
So. Yes, they just went professional. So we entered into an CAT contract, it's called, with the Actors Equity Association in Chicago.
So they're pros.
They're pros. The only pro theater right now in McHenry County.
So if anyone wants any info on some of the shows, go to the website, obviously.
Yep, browsecenter.org.
Different ticket prices and things for those, I'm sure.
Yep, and there's a theater Fest Pass, so you can get some pretty big discounts if you buy both the shows and in the Theater Fest.
Tell me about the round now.
And yes, and you can save even more.
This is a good one.
Yeah, you can save even more. Thank you, Jim. With Round Now, which is our membership program. So it's starts at $50 to enter into the membership, and you get discounts on tickets throughout the year. With William Street Festival, you can get our VIP access ticket for half price plus a couple bonus drink tickets. So it's a really good deal there. And then for Theater Fest, I think the pricing is just amazing. If you're a Round Now member, you get, I think, both shows for about $15. So it's a really great deal.
Right. Okay. So is there anything else about this summer that you guys wanted to talk about?
We've got a couple main stage shows at Rouse Center coming up. We've got Louis Anderson at the end of July. He kind of fits into Theater Fest a little bit. He's a great comic. He's from Minnesota. He does really great clean comedy. And then we have Christian music icon Michael W. Smith coming in August.
That was my first concert.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
DC Talk and Michael W. Smith.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Yeah.
We're really excited. Mine was Milli Vanilli. So
really? You win.
Mine was All for One.
Okay.
Wow.
But yeah, so we're really excited about Michael W. Smith. We've been trying to get him for a couple of years now, and we finally booked a date with him, so we're pumped.
And David Sedaris, I heard.
Yeah.
That's kind of a little bit off.
Well, David Sedaris.
I was a little excited about
October,
that one.
October, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And we've been trying to get him forever, too.
Of course, that's not summer, but I had to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Great. Anything else you guys wanted to talk about? Or?
We end the summer, as we kicked off the summer with a fest. We're going to end the summer with a fest. We do a Rowtoberfest in September. It'll be the weekend after Labor Day. It's kind of Rouse Center's nod to a traditional Oktoberfest celebration. So we have lots of great German beers, German music, German food. And that's out at 176 and 47 at a great farm called Beyond Staple Farms.
Great. So plenty to do around here.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much.
Wait.
Oh, go ahead.
Wait. I have two festivals I want to plug.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, we're going to talk about all the festivals too later. But yes.
Lakeside Festival in Crystal Lake, we do every 4th of July. That we love. Mm-hmm. That's our hometown county.
That's
so
a big
we gotta
one.
Do. And then McHenry Fiesta Days. We have a friend of ours, our friend's band called Bella Kane. They're an awesome country
band.
Oh, I
know them. Yes.
So what
yes.
we do is they're going to play a set, we're going to play a set, they're going to play a set, we're going to play a set, and then we're going to play together. So we're going to have both kits and all of our stuff up on stage. So we're going to alternate the set. So it's going to be continuous, like 4.5 hours of continuous music. So that's going to be a good one this year.
We'll be talking a lot about all of the McHenry County festivals too in this podcast. So a lot going on this
summer.
Go
to those two.
Yes, go to those two. Jim will be there. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, both of you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. This is a cool little podcast. I like the.
Yeah.
I've checked out a couple of them and they're a lot of fun. So
good luck
with this.
Good to hear. Thanks again, guys. I'll freeze, bright breeze.
All right. So that was pretty awesome to have him in the studio, huh?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I'm going to have him back. He's going to do a song and probably with his brother, Justin.
Oh, awesome.
Because they do their own little acoustic duo, Jim and Justin. So.
Oh, that's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
We've got tons of festivals happening.
A lot in McHenry County. Yeah, almost every town has their own claim to fame.
I can't believe it. So we've got Milk Days, which has started up already. Really good interview coming up with Jamie later on in the podcast you can listen to. That's running from June 2nd to the 5th. They've already kicked some things off down there since it is the 75th anniversary. They're kind of stretching things out a little bit.
Yeah, we did a big show or spread on their open house where they invited a bunch of people in.
Cool.
A lot of memories, a lot of old photos. They have a history book.
Wow.
They've already done the little prince and princess pageant. The bed races, a big deal there, are coming up Wednesday night.
Nice.
So, the actual festival, the grounds open on June 2nd and they run through the 5th. So,
all right, great. And we'll hear more about Milk Days later on in the podcast. So, moving right along, what's that Rock the Routes Fox River Grove June 25th?
Yeah, it's kind of a newer thing for them. Right. They haven't done it that long. They really are excited about that one. So if you're around Fox River Grove, June 25th, one of the earlier festivals, you can check that out. Of course, there's Lakeside Festival. Oh, yeah. June 30th.
My wife will be very pleased to hear that Boy Band Review is playing at Lakeside Festival. So that's very cool. And we've also got Semple playing there.
Yeah, Keith Semple. We actually did an interview with him for the Northwest Herald Play section a while back when he was on The Voice. So if anyone's a fan of The Voice, they know Keith. He was one of the finalists.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did pretty well on that show.
Cool.
So now he's originally from this area, was originally part of Seventh Heaven, who I'm sure you'll hear of at other festivals.
They're
this summer.
They're coming up too this summer.
Yeah. Yep. So he's a good guy. So go out and see him. He's going to be at Lakeside in Crystal Lake.
Excellent. And if you want to read that interview, I'll put a link to it in the description. You can check that out. So we got Rock and Rib Fest. That's Lake in the Hills. Always a fun time. July 7th through the 10th. Man, a lot of bands playing at that one. A lot of pretty big bands. Cashmere and Lava Rock, which Lava Rock, as Jim had mentioned, was the Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, Van Halen, and Aerosmith.
Right.
They cover all those guys. And Cashmere is just the Led Zeppelin cover. So you got those two.
And Lava Rock is also at the William Street Fest.
Oh, they are.
Modern Day Romeo. Yeah, that's why I mentioned them.
Look
yeah,
at that.
Yeah.
There you go. So you can see those guys in both places. And they just played the route too, not that long ago. Lava Rock.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, like a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Good stuff. Cashmere is always a fun time. I saw them a few times. Once over at the Cottage in Crystal Lake. Great. Great rendition of Led Zeppelin stuff. Yeah, if you're a fan of Led Zeppelin, if you close your eyes, man, it's like you're really listening to Led Zeppelin. It's amazing.
Very cool.
I loved it. So one of the bands playing there I'm really excited about is Molly Hatchet. They haven't obviously gotten a lot of stuff in the news recently, but they used to be big back in the day, so I'm excited for them. And of course, Classical Blast.
We know them.
We do. You did an interview with them, so anybody who wants to hear can listen back to our Bach Rockers.
Yep.
Who are you going to call Bach Rockers episode?
Yep. Mixed classical with some rock, and they were at the Opera House, so I don't know if you caught them there, but
yeah, that was
definitely
good.
Catch them at
good
Fest.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And then the Stray Cat, which is Lee Rocker of the original Stray Cats. The Brian Setzer, yeah, on his own, doing his own solo thing. So that might be really cool. Check that out. And what else we got coming up here?
Fiesta Days.
Fiesta Days.
Everybody likes Fiesta Days. That's probably one of the largest, I think. They promote as one of the largest in Illinois. We have one of the longest running and one of the largest.
Nice. And that's another Modern Day Romeos.
Yep, they'll be there.
Kicking that off.
Yep,
all right. All right.
And
excellent.
The big band for that one, though, is Queensryche.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm a fan of Queensryche. And then Hairbangers Ball.
I haven't heard them.
You haven't heard them?
I mean, I know of them, but I haven't really listened to
you,
them.
You would know them. You would know them if you heard them. But Hairbangers Ball, I'm very excited about them. I remember back in my drunken college days seeing them at NIU when I was going to school
there. You actually remember those drunken days?
Well, you know, I never got... I hear a lot of people go to concerts and they're like, dude, I was so drunk, I don't remember that show. Why did you go to the concert?
Yeah, what's the point?
I could just stay home and get drunk.
And I definitely wouldn't want to pay and then not remember.
Right. Why would you do that? So that'll be pretty cool. Bella Kane, country
That's a country
artist.
Act, yeah. They're actually getting pretty well known. They've performed at quite a few festivals last year as well, I remember. And they're getting a pretty big name around here.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Mixing it up a little bit. Got the country, got the metal, got the rock. Nice stuff there. So we've also got Woodstock Summer in the Park.
That's kind of a newer thing as well. Right. Pretty successful. I'm last year, so they're continuing with it again. It's July 13th. And then comes Founders Day.
Yes, of course.
July 28th in Algonquin. As far as I can tell, I haven't heard what bands they're having yet. I don't think they've announced.
I hope that's...
Yeah, I think they're still working on it. But I know they do their Battle of the Bands.
There's so many. It's so great. My wife and I moved to Huntley, so now we're really close to all these festivals. We used to live in DeKalb, and driving to all these festivals was so hard. So then we've got Woodstock Folk Festival, mm-hmm. which that's if you're into the folk music, mm-hmm. good place to check
July
that out.
July 17th.
And that's at the Opera House.
Yeah, I think they do it on the square, and then they have an act at the Opera House as
moving
well.
Moving around? So.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then August 5th through 7th, Blues, Brews, and Barbecue.
McHenry, and that's a big one. That's a big one. People are real excited about that one.
Yeah, that's got a lot of people there. And then obviously McHenry County Fair, the big one, August 3rd through the 17th, mm-hmm. that's coming up. And then Summer Sunset Festival in Lake in the Hills.
In September.
That's way far off, but that's okay because Seventh Heaven is playing there.
Everybody loves Seventh Heaven.
Everybody loves Seventh Heaven. Everybody. I remember Mr.
Myers.
I'm
a fan of the NIU days.
Yeah.
You never saw them? I think that was before
it might have been before my time.
They used to play in DeKalb.
All right.
That's how I know them.
Very cool. Are they like cover
the
band?
Reggae.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm all down
real
for the
fun.
Reggae.
They're
I'm
real
all down
fun.
For the
yeah.
reggae. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
They're a good band.
There was another band that used to play back in my NIU days, an all-female group called Catfight, and they would do a lot of cover songs.
Cool.
And I'm kind of bummed that I don't see them around anymore. I don't even know if they're still together.
I don't know.
But good stuff. Good stuff from them. Anyway. That'll about do it for our festival lineup. If you want to know more, you can always check out Northwest Herald. Do you have stuff up on a
this
calendar?
This Thursday,
for
the Play Entertainment section will have a complete roundup of your summer festivals in McHenry County. It'll be both in print in the Play section, and you can find it online.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
At nwherald.com.
And we will keep you updated if any changes happen or new bands who are announced. We will definitely fill you in via the podcast as well. So keep an eye and ear open for that one. All right. So before we get into your Milk Days interview, I want to talk a little bit about Loot Crate. We've talked about Loot Crate before. You're now familiar with what
it is. I am now.
although you may not participate, you have kids who might be interested in it.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of... Are your kids into gamer stuff, geeky stuff, nerdy stuff?
No.
They're more sports kids?
They're sports. They do those videos, those music videos. Have you heard of that? Musical.ly?
Oh,
where
you
kind of mouse
yeah.
a video. That's what they're yes. obsessed with right now.
Okay.
I don't know if you consider... That's not really gamer.
No, it's not really
that's
gamer.
That's its own thing.
Yeah.
So...
Well, for me, and hopefully for my future child, they will also be very nerdy and geeky.
A girl,
and,
by the way,
It's a girl. I'm having a girl, everybody. I'm so excited. I can't believe it. We found out on Friday that we're having a girl.
That's so exciting.
That's so cool. And I was always hoping for a girl, too. So
yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yes. I am super excited. My wife is elated, and it's just, yeah, smiles all around for my family, that's for sure.
Exciting.
But as you could tell from the gender reveal post I made with my steampunk goggles and my pink coins.
Which was very cool, by the way.
Thank you. I am a nerd, and I do like nerdy things. So if you are like me and you like those kind of things, you'll want to check out Loot Crate. You'll want to go to lootcrate.com/Shaw. Now, if you go there, you can enter promo code Shaw. That's S-H-A-W. And you will get $3 off if you're a new subscriber. For your new subscription, that box that comes to you with all the cool stuff that Loot Crate has to offer every month, you will get $3 off. And who doesn't want to reach into their pocket and say, hey, look at this extra $3 that I have just lying around. I could buy half of a corn dog at a festival for that.
Or a funnel cake.
Or a funnel cake.
Half.
Yeah, half of a funnel cake. Maybe a baby funnel cake if they have those. But yeah, check it out. Lootcrate.com/Shaw. Enter promo code Shaw, S-H-A-W. Get $3 off your new subscription. All right, Jamie. So let's go into your Milk Days interview.
Sounds good.
And we will hear all about the 75th anniversary of Milk Days and how amazing the festivities are going to be.
Well, it's a big year this year in Harvard with the Milk Days. It's the 75th anniversary, and Mike's going to tell us all about that. I know they have an extra day of festivities. What else is going on over there?
Well, first of all, I appreciate working with the Northwest Herald, and all the people there are terrific to work with. Our kickoff events actually began May 14th with an open house celebrating our 75 years. It was extremely well attended. We had all kind of information of 75 years of history of Milk Day there, a lot of people that were involved over the years. So it was a fun time. It was hosted at the Starline facility here in Harvard. And the hors d'oeuvres and things of that nature were also available for all those in attendance, so that went very well.
And I heard there was a song about Matilda, right? The cow?
Harmilda, you mentioned.
Oh, Harmilda the cow. Sorry about that.
A bunch of information. You know what? You know where that comes from. Harmilda is a breakdown of Harvard Milk Days, being Harmilda. And that was a naming contest and done years ago. So it was a fun time when that was all done. And then Harmilda actually has a calf also. And the calf is named Illowitz, and that happens to be broken down for Illinois and Wisconsin. So
I did not know
a little history there on our fiberglass Holstein.
The big wheel races, bed races are a big thing as well, right?
Yeah, that's what's starting in on the 25th. We'll have our preliminaries for the bed races.
And for those who aren't familiar with the bed races, real quick, if you could just tell us about those bed races. I don't know if everybody knows about those. I'm pretty big thing for Milk Days, not every festival has bed races.
Yeah, that and it is a great event. Our chairman is Mike Vest. Mike is also a member of the Milk Day board, and he organizes this. There's applications taken for teams to participate right up to the start of the preliminaries. It is a five-person team. There would be four people that would be pushing and operating the bed on each corner, and then one person occupying the bed. They would be stepping along the course and doing different things, such as throwing balloons through an object. Usually it's a mouth of a cow that is being held by someone to hit the target. Then they do a basketball shoot. Sometimes they do things trying to carry eggs across the street without breaking the eggs on a large spoon. I mean, it is just a lot of fun. They have to stop, do these things at each station, and then continue and complete the course, and they're running against the clock. So it's based on different age groupings and then the time that you actually get during the event itself.
What does the winner get?
They receive a plaque relative to they were the winners in those categories. And usually there's some kind of extra perk that's given out that also ties into future events like rides and so forth.
Right. And you get to say you're a bed race winner. That's a pretty cool
exactly
thing.
Exactly right. It is, and it's good coverage on it. A lot of pictures being snapped, and so it makes for a very fun time. 6 p.m. also on Thursday is the opening of our Milk Day Festival grounds, and all the activities there, entertainment, attractions, and so forth.
And that goes through Sunday.
That's correct. And if I can, I'll give you some highlights of what's going
to
be occurring.
Yeah.
Okay. Starting at 6 p.m. on Thursday with the opening of the grounds, which this is an extra day this year, and we've done so because of the 75th anniversary. We're going to have a coupon and ride discount type of program that will be only available for Thursday. We're going to be giving out a $1 off coupon for $5 spent at any concessioner on the grounds. So it's geared up for families. Come on down after youth parade, enjoy the festivities, and also get a 20% discount on food items, games you may want to play, or novelties, anything of that nature you're looking to purchase. So that will be only for Thursday night activities. Plus, then we'll be doing a special ride event that is yet to be announced, and that information will be passed on as quickly as we know. And also, fun thing that's happening around is knockerball. And that's where we have people, they kind of slip into this inflatable ball, and they go around, they bounce into each other, and create some team activity, and that also will be something new for this year's event. Also, the milk drinking contest will be held at 4 on the Milk Day ground, sponsored by one of our great supporters, Dean Foods.
They go way back.
And also, very, very great people to work with, and we appreciate their involvement.
And the Harvard Milk Days, it's one of the or the longest running festival in the state. Is that
from what we have been told? Things are always subject to change, but we are the longest continuous hometown festival, starting in 1942. Milk Day actually started because of supporting the war effort and the milk production that was within this area. Started in 42 and has been an event ongoing ever since. So, and we're very fortunate to have such great volunteers and people that are interested to make this event happen, and cooperation with our city of Harvard and our local fire and rescue people. It's a big event, and we appreciate all the support that we get.
Why do you think it has lasted so long?
I think it goes back to having a good volunteer network. We change things up as you have new activities coming around. We want to add them in. People have different ideas. We bring new people on yearly. So all of those things help generate activities that stimulate the those that have been involved to, you know, continue to make it an event that everybody can come and enjoy. It's a family-oriented event, and because of those volunteers and a working board of directors that has a mission and a plan, it's been able to sustain the 74 years leading up to this event.
And you briefly mentioned the Milky Way. For those that don't know, you do paint the street white, right?
That's correct. Actually, we are going to have the entire parade route sprayed this year, and it is actually a whitewash that was put on. It's non-hazardous. It's a lime material, basically, and after a rain or two, most of it is washed away. But it'll start all the way up at the beginning of the route up on Hart Street, and then it turns on Route 173 for a block to the Five Point intersection where Harmild is looking over all the activities, and then continues down the Milky Way to Thompson Street and continues to our Milk Day Festival ground. So it's a large, long route. A lot of people can just sit in front of their homes and watch. Air Street, Milky Way itself gets a lot of people attending. There's restaurants and different other retail operations there to also have the interest of the people that attend.
And all of the information about events, the schedule and everything is at milkdays.com. If anyone's looking for more information, Harvard sounds like the place to be this weekend.
Well, we're looking forward to activities this weekend and then continuing right up through June 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something for everybody. Again, that's available on the World Wide Web at milkdays.com.
Great. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you talking to us.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Jamie. So that about does it for our podcast today. How are you feeling about all these festivals?
I'm excited. I hope everyone's excited to go. It's always a good place to bring the kids. And
realistically, how many of them do you think you're going to make it to?
I'm trying to have more of a life these days because my kids are getting older. But we'll see. We'll see.
I need to try and have a life
while fair, I can. We try to go to the fair.
Yeah,
I've been to Fiesta Days a couple of times. I like the stuff in Woodstock. I like them all. I've actually been to quite a few of them, covering them or just stopping by. So
excellent. Yeah. Well, maybe we will stop by some of these festivals. Maybe we'll do a live show from one. Who knows?
That would be cool.
I mean, it might not air live, but you know, we'll actually be there recording from one of these festivals. Who knows? Maybe that'll be our 10th episode.
And you can be on a Ferris wheel.
And I can be on a Ferris wheel.
Going around.
Yes. That's that's the only ride I'll be allowed to go on because my wife did this research on how dangerous carnival rides are.
Really?
And she's the zipper. That's my ride.
Yeah.
That big one
yeah.
that you stand up in and like it flips
just
you
just had a Marengo carnival this past weekend and my yeah. kids rode it about 10 times.
Yeah, I yeah. love it. And yeah. she's like, we're going to have a kid now. You can't go on this stuff. Your life is in danger.
Well,
I'm like, how many times do you read? I guess more often now yeah. things are happening.
There's been some bad things I've read lately, actually.
I mean, what are the chances? You know, if it just happened, statistically, that says it's probably not going to happen again for a while.
I guess.
It's like the best time to.
I guess. There are worse things that could happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's like the best time to get on a plane is after a plane crash because statistically, you're not going to get into that plane crash.
I guess if you look at it that right. way. I right. guess. Yeah.
Anyway, that's just my weird view on things. anyway, this has been Unprintable. You can catch us here all the time. You can also catch us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, or the Northwest Herald website if you want to play us natively from there. That's fine, too. We're open to all listens. So anybody who wants to listen to us, please do so. This is Jason Frummer and
Jamie Kunzer.
Yeah, that's right. And we are signing off for now. Join us next week, and hopefully we'll have some really cool stuff to talk about. Take it easy, guys.